Isaiah, chapter 45. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the armor of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before you, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze, and cut asunder the bars of iron. And I will give you the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun, and from the west, that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light, and create darkness. I make peace, and create calamity. I the Lord do all these things. Drop down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I the Lord have created it. Woe unto him that strives with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashions it, what do you make? Or of your work, he has no hands. Woe unto him that says unto his father, what do you beget? Or to the woman, what have you brought forth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, you command me. I have made the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall set free my exiles, not for price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord, the labor of Egypt, and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabines, men of stature, shall come over unto you, and they shall be yours. They shall come after you, in chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto you. They shall make supplication unto you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is none else, there is no other God. Verily you are a God that hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed, and also confounded, all of them. They shall go in confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded world without end. For thus says the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he has established it, he created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the descendants of Jacob, seek me in vain. I the Lord speak righteousness, I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, you that are escaped from the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell and bring forth your case, yea, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior, there is none besides me. Look unto me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely, shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the descendants of Israel be justified, and shall glory.